Good morning. We made it to Friday, and it's a holiday weekend coming up.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. Everybody's positive on Fridays, and you know, Alan, this is a real great chance to use that positivity to help us knock some time off the on-air fun drive coming in June 1st. That's the Lockbox.
David, you were right. The Lockbox is one of the best things that has ever happened to WAMC. It's being imitated all over the place. It's really quite wonderful. And we raised $218,000. We're getting incredibly close to that $279,000, which we need in order to get done. And while it is formidable, and while I am scared to death that we're not going to get that extra money that has been pledged, if we can do this by good people, First Niagara Bank and Mr. Big, it would be a terrible thing if we didn't make it, because we're all in this together. You remember the time that you lost an election and you lost by a few votes and people said, oh boy, if I had just gone out that day? Well, that's what I'm saying to everybody now. We have a passion about this radio station, don't we? We all have done that together. We've made it together. Let's not lose it by just a few votes. Everybody go and put something into the Lockbox. It is so important. So get there now.
Every vote counts. WAMC.org. Well, Alan, from positivity to a little negativity, I see in the Times, President Obama had his Twitter account debut at POTUS on Monday this week. And while there were a number of nice tweets after he posted, it only took a few minutes, according to the Times, for his account to attract racist, hate-filled posts and replies. Posts addressed him with racial slurs, called him a monkey, and one had an image of the president's neck in a noose.
David, this is disgusting. Anybody who thinks that we're done with this kind of nonsense, this kind of racist hatred, is just wrong. There's a sub-level of hate and racism in this country that is disgusting. I mean, this is really anger-filled and disgusting. I have seen it online all along. There are these so-called listservs in which these people come out. They're cowards. They don't put their name on anything. And they say things like this. I am just fed up and disgusted with them.
Meantime, in Baltimore, we see that the six officers in the Freddie Gray case have been indicted, Alan.
Well, this is something that I doubt would have happened in a previous time. There's a sitting state attorney who is determined to make something happen here. The fact that a grand jury indicts is extraordinary. Policemen are usually considered off limits. It's one thing to indict, as you know, because as ex-chief judge Saul Wachler once said, you can indict a ham sandwich because of the way that the grand jury is conducted with tremendous sway by the prosecutor. But getting these convictions through a jury, that's going to be a more difficult thing to do. However, the fact that you're having indictments for the first time as a result of this kind of activity by police is a step forward.
We're having a transparency summit in New York today, Alan. It was prompted by criticism of Governor Andrew Cuomo's policy of deleting most emails after 90 days. The governor's office called the meeting to discuss creating the new policy that would also apply to the legislature, but lawmakers balked. They say top lawmakers ignored the invitation to the meeting and say Cuomo can change his email policy without their input.
Well, that's true. He could, and he should. Nevertheless, they should too. And when a governor who has attorney general set up an Operation Sunlight, I don't remember the exact name, so that it would be his administration would be the most transparent, it looks like hypocrisy that you destroy email messages. It looks like you're avoiding something as a general policy. And we all know it. He was stung by it so much that he had to set up this meeting. Whether anything substantial comes out of the meeting is another story. You know, I hate this business of looking at each other and saying, as convenient excuses, I'm not going to do what I should do until the other guys do it. There is something really wrong with that.